Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Monday, kicking off the week. I'm just ready for this week. Feeling pretty good about it. Congrats, before we get started here, Karen Lackey of Pensacola winning Tap the News Radio app today. Here's the way she did it. She made it so easy. She accessed the app, went into the News Radio app. Registration page pops up. She filled it out, submitted it, and look at that. Austin Price picked her as the winner at 5:15.
Yeah.
And he's going to do it again tomorrow for somebody.
Mm-hmm. And just for the record, because I don't know if we've ever addressed this, it's random. I don't go through the list and actually pick.
We never see the name.
Yeah.
I
see that the contest is closed, and I'm like, oh, let me see who won.
Right. That's an excellent point, because I didn't mention that. It starts at 5 a.m., and then it shuts down at 5 p.m.
Yes.
That's your window of opportunity. Mm-hmm. Take advantage of it. Okay, let's go ahead and dive into the three top things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
I love giving those tickets away. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, a new emergency medical residency partnership between Ascension, Sacred Heart, and FSU's School of Medicine will train and keep more emergency room doctors in Florida and locally in the Panhandle, one of the state's fastest growing regions. Starting July 1st, 2026, 15 FSU emergency medicine graduates will be residents at the hospital. Now, daily, Ascension Sacred Heart sees about 300 patients in its emergency rooms.
Number two.
And a tuition-free K-3 school could potentially be on the way for UWF's faculty, staff, and students. Over 17,000 surveys were emailed this week to determine the interest level in opening a laboratory school, charter school, or philanthropically funded school on campus. Manny Diaz, UWF interim president, said at some point the school could expand up to sixth grade and possibly be offered to other local students.
Number three.
Santa Rosa County commissioners have removed the Navarre Beach Toll Project from their capital improvement plan. This comes after District 3 Commissioner Rhett Rowell voiced his opposition until a public presentation actually could take place. October 9th is your date for that toll presentation. It's going to be made Thursday morning, 8:30, in the County Administration Complex. And, of course, that's over in Milton.
All righty, just past 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Pensacola Little Theater. Get your tickets now for the epic gothic musical thriller Jekyll and Hyde, running through October 5th. You can get your tickets at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com. Let's see, looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Our worst looking spot far and away tonight was if you were traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, heading towards Hurlburt Field from Mary Esther, and also continuing westbound passing Windhaven Beach. Still got congestion in those areas, but it pales in comparison to what we had earlier. Outside of that, there's not much going on for you on the roads at this time. As for your weather, 87 degrees right now, low of 70 tonight. Next couple days going to be sunny, mostly clear, with tomorrow's high sitting at around the temperature we have right now at around 88.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, 617 News Radio 92.3. I need to remind you of this. Changes were made over the weekend to the Garcon Point Bridge. The bridge toll now has transitioned to a cashless system using SunPass. Those transponders are toll by plate devices. And also, new and affordable houses are kind of the thing going around. We'll be talking about that in a few minutes in our state headlines. But the debate continues on whether the city of Pensacola should allow a drag queen Christmas show to happen over at the Sanger in December. Pastor James C. Johnson is leading the charge to convince the council to stop that show.
This event is much more than just men prancing around with a little bit of makeup on their face. Please understand, Drag Queen Christmas is a blatantly sexual performance. According to a video footage available online, as a part of the production, a barely clothed man wearing a Christmas red G-string turns so that his backside is toward the crowd, and he spreads open his already bare buttocks, pulling back his red G-string and offers his to the crowd. That's not art, nor is that freedom of expression. Actually, it's obscenity, and it's evil.
Mm. My goodness. All right. And some face residents questioning the shooting of a bear last week. The bear was reportedly shot in self-defense due to a perceived threat to someone's emotional support, chickens. Neighbors described the bear as a well-known presence in the area, with one resident telling WEAR it had never caused any harm during its years of coexistence. The FWC is investigating the incident.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
New and affordable homes. I told you I was going to talk about this. In East Tampa, will be built using 3D printing. Something new, high-tech to throw out at you. Fox 13 Tampa Bay's Brianna Brandon is in with the report.
Renee Brown-Panko cannot help but smile when she looks at this dirt on Knoll Pine Way. It will soon hold her future home, her first on her own.
My home that's going to be here would have cost me hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. But because of this program, oh my God, I'm about to cry, I can afford it.
The 65-year-old East Tampa entrepreneur will be among the first to own a 3D printed house, coming from the Hillsborough County Nonprofit Corporation to Develop Communities of Tampa. Renee's future home will be just 15 minutes away from her business, Ladies of the Sea Restaurant. And with decades of innovating in the kitchen, she says she's happy to blaze another trail with her home.
And Governor Ron DeSantis wants the state to cut ties with the American Bar Association. He wrote yesterday on X that he supports ditching the ABA, but it's up to the Florida Supreme Court to make that change. And he also said the Texas Supreme Court has done something along those lines. Just about 6:20 here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you, along with another check of your roads and weather. Hopefully everything going all right out there. We'll see you in just a few minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
All of us at Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes want to thank you for selecting us for the second year in a row as InWeekly's Best of the Coast, Best Law Firm.
We look forward to continuing to help our neighbors with insurance and personal injury claims. TWWLawFirm.com.
Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes, attorney and counselors at law.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, there are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn today...
The only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters. Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, Jazz at Jackson's, Fall and Winter Menus, Fall Harvest Dinner, a Great Southern Dinner, Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving Grab and Go, all Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Don't ask me, don't ask me.
all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, here we go. 623 News Radio 92.3. President Trump announcing a new agreement that would end the conflict in Gaza, securing support from Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu today. Trey Yingst is in Tel Aviv.
Hamas officials telling regional media they've not yet received the formal Trump peace plan that's now circulating publicly. So we can't expect that they'll review the plan in the hours ahead. But there's a lot at stake here for the Palestinian people. We have to remember tens of thousands of Palestinians have been killed by Israeli strikes over the past 2 years inside Gaza. The vast majority of the population has been displaced from their homes, and much of the Gaza Strip is leveled. President Trump is offering the Palestinian people to stay in Gaza, not be forcefully displaced. On top of that, offering them billions of dollars in regional support to rebuild their homes in the Gaza Strip with a new, peaceful, moderate government. But this requires Hamas to lay down their arms and release the hostages.
Okay, nice day on the market. Stocks ending up. In fact, the market's closing near their all-time highs set a week ago. There you go. Hillary Barsky's got your numbers.
Stocks kicking off the new trading week higher on interest rate cut hopes as investors focus on a looming government shutdown. A potential shutdown would stall the release of key economic data this week, including Friday's crucial jobs report for September. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were higher, with tech the biggest gainer while energy lagged. Gold prices hitting a record high above $3,800 an ounce on safe haven demand. The Dow winners, Caterpillar, Nvidia, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, Home Depot, Boeing and IBM. The Dow rising 69 points, the Nasdaq higher by 107, S&P 500 up 18. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625 News Radio 92.3. Looking at that traffic and weather together this afternoon. Austin Price, you know I'm kind of depressed a little bit. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban called it quits.
I did not know that.
I just got that across the wire. But, oh, my goodness. That's very surprising.
Was that intentional for you to set me up for traffic and weather and say,
not,
by the way?
That was not my segue into your traffic and weather, I promise.
I was about to say.
I just saw it pop up and went, look at this.
I was about to say, if that were a segue, it wasn't
there
a good one.
I'm very transparent on the area. So here you go.
This traffic and weather update, luckily a pretty timid one. We've got some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound past Windhaven Beach. Outside of that, there's not too much going on. So thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. As far as those problems on Navarre Parkway, they should hopefully die down sooner rather than later. As for your weather, 87 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Next couple days are going to be sunny, mostly clear, maybe some partly cloudy action on Wednesday. Highs are going to be in the mid to high 80s. And then maybe once we get into late Thursday, Friday, we may see some rainfall chances coming into play.
Listen, I'm going to tell you about this, but it has absolutely no bearing whatsoever on Pensacola, so you can feel free and smile about this. I'm talking about, of course, Imelda, expected to become a hurricane by tomorrow. They say look for it later tonight or early in the early morning hours, and it is expected to turn from the United States. Right now, going north, it's going to take a beeline 90-degree turn to the right. Just going to crank it right really fast, head right over to Bermuda. Robert Ray. It's in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina this afternoon with the details on News Radio 92.3.
It's been a strange hurricane season in the Atlantic in 2025, and Imelda is just another chapter in such. Days ago, the track in the forecast headed right toward the Carolinas and Georgia for a direct landfall. Now the storm is turning hard right out into the Atlantic, headed for the island of Bermuda. Nonetheless, some rains and gusty winds will affect the coastline from North Carolina all the way down to Florida. Fox weather is all over it, up and down this system. In Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Robert Ray, Fox weather.
All right. And a few minutes ago, we were hearing about some of the peace talks going on with the whole Middle East situation. Well, kind of related to that, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu apologizing for Israeli strikes in Qatar. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says such a strike will not happen again, and he apologized to Qatar's prime minister. The strikes were targeting Hamas leaders, but a Qatari official was also killed, and it comes as Trump hosted Netanyahu for an Oval Office meeting, during which he held a trilateral call where Trump expressed his desire to put Israeli-Qatar relations on a positive track after years of mutual grievances and miscommunications.
Well, the governor's race in New Jersey taking some real interesting turns here. The race is heating up. as Republicans attack the Democratic candidate. Her name is Mikey Sherrills, and her military service record is a little questionable. They've uncovered a few of those rocks. Brian Yenis in New York City with the latest.
Last week, it was revealed that Sherrill was barred from walking with her graduation class because of the cheating scandal. She says it was punishment not for cheating, but for failing to turn in her classmates. In a statement, New Jersey Congressman Smith, Van Drew, and Keene write, quote, if those sealed disciplinary records match Representative Sherrill's current explanation, we are unsure why she would refuse to release the records and put this matter to rest. Chitterelli is now questioning Sherrill's authenticity.
And Missouri's governor has signed into law a new congressional map that's likely to give Republicans an additional House seat. The Missouri First map, which was approved by the Missouri General Assembly during a special session earlier this month, splits Kansas City among three congressional districts. It's the latest in the state battle over congressional redistricting. And, of course, we've already heard about new maps in Texas giving the GOP additional seats and a redistricting push by Democrats in California giving Democrats a larger House margin.
Must be a political sweep here of stories we're going to give you right now. Here's probably one that's very interesting. New York City's mayor officially out of the race for his reelection. Evan Brown has more on the story.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is officially out of this year's mayoral election. The one-time Democrat was seeking a second term, but as an independent, having lost the party primary to state legislator Zohran Mamdani, who is openly a socialist. Some hope Adams' exit will provide an avenue to former New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo, also a Democrat running independently, to maybe win.
Because he's afraid of the result if Mr. Mamdani were to win the election.
Mamdani has been favored to win this November, defeating Adams, Cuomo, and Republican nominee Curtis Sliwa. Evan Brown, Fox News.
Okay, here's your mortgage news numbers. 30-year fixed mortgage standing at 6.38% this afternoon. Average rate, 15-year, 5.90%. My golly, we're looking at sports in Lesson 5 on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Tom Rigotti. Israel's prime minister agrees to a proposal from President Trump to end the war in Gaza. Fox's Jared Halperin has more.
The 20-point plan calls for an immediate ceasefire, the release of all hostages in a matter of days, and establishing a board of peace chaired by President Trump to establish a post-war government in Gaza.
And creating conditions for durable Israeli security and Palestinian success.
Hamas has not yet responded to the deal. Top congressional leaders meet with President Trump at the White House with a government shutdown approaching, Fox's Ryan Schmelz reports.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the chamber will vote on a bill that would extend government funding until late November tomorrow. Democrats like House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries want health care provisions included in order to get the 60 votes needed to break a filibuster.
The deadline is 11:59 p.m. tomorrow night. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Galba, the Sportsman and sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment. Make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. James Franklin can't win a big game and neither can Drew Aller. Franklin we already knew was a flawed head coach, but it's time to stop trying to sell me on Aller. Drew cost Penn State against Notre Dame in the college football playoff and then threw the game away against Oregon on Saturday. Aller's been the starter at Penn State for 3 years now, and it's clear he's overrated and is nowhere close to being a big game quarterback. I'm Zach Galba.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays, call your plays like a pro with live betting, or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet, and keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
You depend on your vehicle and you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair. And due to customer demand, they've had to move to a larger shop now on Beverly Parkway. They offer low rates, great warranties on all of their work, free vehicle inspections, and they even offer financing. Their fully certified mechanics will take great care of your regular or diesel vehicle. Call 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 403 Beverly Parkway, Pensacola.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 29th to Pensacola Beach. Presented by IT Gulf Coast and Blue Angels AFSEA chapter, get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and emerging technology experts. The conference features a free career fair, prizes, and an amazing welcome reception on Pensacola Beach. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit itenwired.com for tickets.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Want to score tickets to see FSU take on the Miami Hurricanes Saturday? It's time to tap the app with News Radio 92.3. Just download our News Radio Pensacola app, and from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m., you can enter for your chance to win. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands for this epic battle. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Just download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app and get ready for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, a new emergency medical residency partnership between Ascension Sacred Heart and FSU School of Medicine will train and keep more emergency room doctors in Florida and locally in the Panhandle, which is one of the state's fastest growing regions. Starting July 1st, 2026, 15 FSU emergency medicine grads will be residents at the hospital. Daily, Ascension Sacred Heart sees about 300 patients in its ERs.
Number two.
A tuition-free K-3 school could potentially be on the way for UWF's faculty, staff, and students. Over 17,000 surveys were emailed this week to determine the interest level in opening a laboratory school or charter school on campus. Manny Diaz, UWF interim president, said at some point the school could expand to sixth grade and possibly be offered to other local students.
Number three.
And Santa Rosa commissioners have removed the Navarre Beach Toll Project from their capital improvement plan after District 3 Commissioner Rhett Rowell voiced his opposition until a public presentation takes place. The October 9th toll presentation will be made Thursday morning at 8:30 in the county admin complex in Milton.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Two kids are safely back with their parent after reportedly being abducted by their father, then driven to Santa Rosa County in a stolen car. Sheriff's office saying they were contacted by officials in Barry County, Arkansas, about a man believed to be at a beach house over on Gulf Boulevard.
And we got there and got a visual on all three of them, the male and the two children. We later learned that he had burglarized the beach house that he was at and was planning on stealing another car and leaving the area with the children.
Well, Chief Deputy Randy Tiff says they were able to get the children back with their other parent, and the suspect now faces multiple charges.
All right, and two kids were hurt, one adult arrested after a crash in Escambia County on Saturday night. Happened when a car veered off East Olive Road and hit a tree. The 7-year-old was seriously hurt, while a 3-year-old only had minor injuries. The driver was identified as 30-year-old Terry Jahuan McGee, who fled the scene but later returned showing signs of impairment. He was charged with multiple offenses, including DUI and aggravated child abuse.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
McManus to tie the game from 53 yards. Operation Clean. Kick is right down the middle. And we will go to overtime.
Sunday Night Football on NBC. The Packers and Cowboys combined to score 80 points. Neither team won. Brandon McManus kicked a 34-yard field goal as time expired in overtime. Green Bay and Dallas finished in a 40-40 tie.
I don't care about the stats. I don't care about the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows. I just care about the end result and the win. And so when you don't get that, right now it's tough for me. You know, I guess 10 years in, the first tie I've been a part of, it's hard to kind of wrap my head around it because I know I'd feel a hell of a lot worse if it was a loss. It's a weird feeling.
Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott threw 3 touchdown passes, 31 of 40, 319 yards. Packers quarterback Jordan Love, 31 of 43, 337 yards and 3 TD passes. Neither quarterback intercepted. The score was 23-20 Dallas at the start of the fourth quarter. Game ended 40-40. Final day of the baseball regular season, the Reds and the Mets both lost. Cincinnati claimed the final National League wild card. The Blue Jays and the Yankees both won and finished with identical records. Toronto won the AL East, the Yankees a wild card. The Guardians won, the Tigers lost. Cleveland completed its unthinkable comeback from 10.5 games out of first place at the start of September to win the American League Central. Playoffs start tomorrow. Tigers at the Guardians, Padres at the Cubs, Red Sox at the Yankees, Reds at the Dodgers. Best of 3-game series. WNBA Phoenix Mercury advanced to the WNBA Finals with an 86-81 win over the Minnesota Lynx in Game 4. The Mercury will face either the Las Vegas Aces or Indiana Fever for the title. The Fever won Sunday 90-83 to force a deciding Game 5 tomorrow in Vegas. Golf, Europe defeated the United States at the Ryder Cup 15-13. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, and we have a doubleheader in Monday Night Football to wrap up Week 4 of the NFL season. The Miami Dolphins hosting the New York Jets, that game getting underway at 6:15. That was for an AFC East battle. Both teams winless at 0-3, so they're actively trying to get a win right now. We also got the Denver Broncos welcoming the Cincinnati Bengals. That game kicks off at 7:15. That's 35 minutes from now. You can listen to that game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. You can find them on 99.1 FM or 1330 AM.
When's Joe Burrow ever going to get back with Cincinnati?
He's going to be missing some good time because of that turf toe thing. It was pretty severe.
Absolutely. Okay, should be a couple of good games tonight. Getting you ready down the line here Thursday night. It'd be San Francisco and Los Angeles, the Rams. That's always a good game. You know? And listen, if you maybe you were out of town this weekend and you didn't get a chance to catch your favorite high school scores, let me just go ahead and run these down real quick. This is the results from Thursday. Panama City Bay over PHS, Pensacola High School, 47-28. Results on Friday, PC Mosley over Milton, 27-14. Pensacola Catholic, 58. Freeport, 17. Pace over Crestview, big time, 34-8. Tate over Navarre, 29-26. Escambia, 22. Booker T. Washington, 3. Niceville, 56. Gulf Breeze, 6. Flemington, 21. J7. Rocky Bayou Christian, 41. Central, 7. Here are the bye teams. You're not going to hear us giving any results because they did not play, but they will be playing this coming Friday. Pine Forest will take on Crestview. West Florida, Gulf Breeze, Northview takes on Baker. Another slate of excellent high school football. And if you're not doing something on Friday night, go out and support a local team.
Absolutely. And lastly here, very quickly, ESPN analyst Paul Feinbaum considering leaving the Sports Network to run for the Senate in Alabama. He's considering leaving the Sports Network to run for the Senate seat being vacated by Senator Tommy Tuberville. Feinbaum is one of several Alabama sports legends who have been linked to the seat. Former Auburn basketball coach Bruce Pearl has also considered running for the GOP Senate nomination in Alabama before opting against it.
Here's today's health news.
Well, a certain soccer move may contribute to brain injuries. You see it all the time. Here's Lisa Brady with the details.
This is House Call for Health. A new study links a popular soccer move with the brain health of players. Players who headed a soccer ball more frequently suffered brain changes and poorer cognitive skills. Researchers studying brain scans of over 350 amateur soccer players in the New York City area, comparing them to nearly 80 athletes participating in non-collision sports. The scans showed players who used their heads to pass or deflect a soccer ball had more disruptions to white matter in the folds of their outer brains called the cerebral cortex. They also did worse on thinking and memory tests. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And a federal government shutdown would have a dramatic impact on America's health agencies. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services would reportedly scrap 41% of its workforce if there were to be a shutdown. That's according to Reuters, which says the NIH would bear the brunt of the layoffs, with pink slips going out to three-quarters of its staff. And then the CDC would lose 64% of its workforce, hampering CDC guidance on such important health issues as opioid overdoses, HIV prevention, and diabetes.
But Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, all running. Hmm. Not affected if that happens. AI service is adding parental controls. This should be interesting. It's ChatGPT. Jenny Casola has more on the story.
ChatGPT, the artificial intelligence chatbot from OpenAI, will allow parents to manage their children's app usage and content access. The change comes after a California family last month sued the company following their teenage son's suicide. He had troubling conversations with ChatGPT. OpenAI says it also will update its model to support people during times of mental distress. Parents will now be able to set usage hours, disable AI voice responses, and take other protective steps. There will also be emergency notifications if teens discuss self-harm. Parents must have their own ChatGPT account to use the controls. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
All right, 6:45, 15 away from 7 o'clock, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see what we got here. It's been a pretty eventful day on the roads, at least up until recently. We still have a little bit of congestion on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing the Windhaven Beach area, heading towards the public supermarket at Windhaven Plaza. Luckily, not too much going on outside of that, so thank you for staying safe out there, and please continue to do so as you head home tonight. As for your weather, sitting at around 87 degrees, going to be a low of 70 this evening. Tomorrow, going to be similar to today, sunny, mostly clear, high of 88. May see some more cloud action late Tuesday night heading into your Wednesday. But we're not going to see any rainfall chances until later this week.
Okay. Umberto and Imelda, both storms that won't be touching American shores.
Good.
We won't have to worry about these two storms, as well as the Gulf of America, remaining calm for the next 7 days. But senior meteorologist Janice Dean is in, has the details in this Fox weather forecast.
Hurricane Umberto and Tropical Storm Imelda are churning out in the Atlantic. Thankfully, both storms remaining offshore, but the southeast coast will still feel some impacts from the outer rain bands from Imelda. Gusty winds, high surf as well over the next few days. As Imelda parallels the coast, Bermuda will also have to keep an eye on this system. On the west coast, showers and thunderstorms moving into the northwest and California, while unseasonably warm temperatures hang on to the plains, the upper Midwest, the Great Lakes, as we head into the month of October. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
President Trump has wrapped up a press conference earlier this afternoon with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. President expects his hope that Hamas will sign on to a new ceasefire deal to end the war in Gaza. Let's all hope this takes place. Edward Lawrence has the details from the White House.
He says that the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to this peace agreement. But in the points, it says, in addition to getting all of the hostages back, those dead and alive within 72 hours, that was the time frame, as well as the withdrawal from the Israeli forces there in Gaza. It also says that any Hamas person who lays down their arms and agrees to a peaceful coexistence will get amnesty. In addition to that, it says that if that person does not want to stay in the Gaza area, then they will get safe transit out of the Gaza area.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Electronic Arts announcing today that it has agreed to be acquired by the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia, Silver Lake, and Affinity Partners in an all-cash deal worth $55 billion. Shareholders of the company receiving $210 per share in cash. EA shares gained 5% today. One Battle After Another, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, collected just over $22 million at the weekend box office during its debut. The film added another $26 million internationally. The S&P 500 rising today as Wall Street tried to regain its footing after a week in which the AI trade gave some ground. NVIDIA rose after skepticism around artificial intelligence put pressure on the broader stock market last week. The Dow and S&P 500 up slightly, and the NASDAQ gained more than 105. Crude oil futures for November are above 63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Cattle ranchers are benefiting from record beef prices. Yeah, you've seen the beef prices. Have you bought a hamburger recently? Reporter Kelly Sabrini tells us more from Maple Park, Illinois. She's got a story this tonight on News Radio 92.3.
Right now, the U.S. is experiencing its lowest inventory of cattle in 70 years. Couple that with the fact that people really want their beef right now, and now we're seeing extremely high prices. So we're at Larson Farms here in Maple Park, Illinois, and they have about 3,000 cattle at this moment, but they also uniquely grow the grain and the feed that goes to the cattle. Take a listen to this.
Well, the money we're making on the cattle is going to go over to the grain side and help pay for that loss, so We're not doing anything different.
Ground beef prices are up about 13% year over year. Roasts up almost 14%. And steaks are up almost 17%.
And pending home sales rose 4% in August. According to the National Association of Realtors, lower mortgage rates made it possible for more home buyers to sign contracts. Pending sales rose month over month in the Midwest, South, and West, but declined in the East. Year-over-year sales increased in all regions nationwide.
Despite tariffs, new car prices still holding steady in the U.S. Jeff Manasso has the details.
New car prices have held at about record levels since 2023, at just over $49,000 on average, with tariffs on things like aluminum not having much of an impact on sticker prices yet, as automakers seem to be taking a measured approach, recognizing that consumers are already financially stretched and don't want to risk losing sales or market share. Analysts caution buyers to be aware of that balance between prices and other profit centers where we could see steep increases. Things like destination fees and repairs, automakers and dealers limiting incentives, and potentially regulating supply. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And Electronic Arts going private on a massive $55 billion deal. You heard this during Your Money Now, but we got some more details here for you. The video game giant being acquired by a group of investors that includes private equity firm Silver Lake, Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund, and Jared Kushner's Affinity Partners. EA's next big launch is set for October 10th, and that's Battlefield 6.
All right, Luke Bryan telling us who's going to be joining him for his concerts in Cancun, Mexico this January. Here's Michelle Polino. 'Cause you
were made for- Luke Bryan has unveiled the full lineup for the 2026 Crash My Playa event, his four-night concert vacation set for January 15th through the 18th in Cancun. Headliners for the 11th edition include Bryan, Dierks Bentley, and Riley Green. Parker McCollum will join for a special Sunday Luke Bryan and Friends set, and Dustin Lynch returns with his fan favorite pool party. The weekend will also feature performances from Tucker Wetmore, Cameron Marlowe, Chase Matthew, Priscilla Block, Arm Watkins, and the Castellos. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Major video game company Electronic Arts has been sold for a humongous amount of bucks. Here's Jenny Casola.
The video game maker behind FC and Madden NFL is being sold for $55 billion and will become a private company. The buyers include private equity firm Silver Lake, the Saudi Public Investment Fund, and Affinity Partners, which is Jared Kushner's investment firm. Stockholders will receive $210 a share in cash. The Saudi fund already had a 10% stake in EA and also owns a minority stake in Nintendo and owns Niantic's video game division, which makes Pokemon Go. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you to ease you into this Monday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Join Teddy Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care tomorrow at 10:30 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Okay, here are three important reasons why your son or daughter should play a sport in high school.
Number one.
High school sports teach valuable life lessons like self-discipline and time management skills.
Two.
Teens who play a high school sport have better grade point averages.
And number three.
High school sports are safer than ever before.
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Feeling better, 'cause that's what you get when you stay together too long. And I can't cry.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, heads up, Pensacola. Sheryl Crow can put a smile on anybody's face, especially mine. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, looking at that local traffic and weather together this afternoon. Should I say afternoon or evening?
Evening.
You and I were both talking about how doggone dark it got real fast.
It got dark, and yeah, with it almost being 7 p.m., we'll say evening. So this evening, not much going on the roads. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so on your way home tonight. As for your weather, 87 degrees, low of 70 tonight, and as we get into tomorrow, going to be sunny, mostly clear. Maybe some more cloud action coming in on Tuesday night, heading into your Wednesday. Got some rainfall chances creeping up throughout the rest of your work week from there. Tomorrow, though, going to be, once again, sunny, mostly clear, high of around 88 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
The 2026 Super Bowl halftime artist, well, it's been revealed. So, surprise to a lot of folks, maybe not you, Tanya Day Powers has more.
Rapper and singer Bad Bunny will perform during the big game at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California on February 8th. He's had a big year, a new album in January and a 30-date residency in San Juan that drew more than 500,000 fans. The Grammy winner is set to host the Saturday Night Live season opener next weekend and is leading all nominees at the Latin Grammys. Bad Bunny was born in Puerto Rico and recently explained he was not including the mainland U.S. in his latest tour because he was concerned that fans would be targeted by ICE agents. Just minutes before the Super Bowl announcement was made, he posted on social media that he did plan one U.S. show after all. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And an AI actress sparking outrage from the ranks of human performers. The synthetic talent known as Tilly Norwood was created by an actor at an AI studio. The founder of the studio says he thinks Norwood will be the next Scarlett Johansson or Natalie Portman and that she is very close to getting a representation deal with an agency. The acting community has called on performers to drop the agency that signs her. Norwood's creator says she is not a replacement for a human being, but rather a creative work, a piece of art. She adds that, like many forms of art before her, she sparks conversation, and that in itself demonstrates the power of creativity.
And just remember the power of the money.
That too.
Don't go. Don't go. Just that simple. You don't have to go.
Right.
Be a little bit of a realist here this afternoon. One battle after another wins the battle at the weekend box office. There you go. That sums it up nicely. Dara Albinger. She has the numbers.
One battle after another, starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Sean Penn, with $22.4 million in ticket sales from North American theaters.
Very important to keep your cap shunted like this so you don't accidentally detonate your charge.
Don't stop.
I want you to create a show. This is an announcement, a revolution.
Second place goes to Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie. The Universal Pictures release opens with $13.5 million from theaters across the U.S. and Canada. The sleeper hit Demon Slayer, Infinity Castle, slides to third place, adding $7.1 million. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
Okay, I did want to leave you something positive before we went off the air tonight about the tropical storm Imelda. Could possibly become a hurricane by Tuesday. We're calling for later tonight. But it is now expected to turn away from the U.S. East Coast. Mike Seidel, we just saw him. Folly Beach is where he's at in South Carolina, has the latest for us.
Tropical storm Imelda is now churning through the Bahamas, heading north. But because it's going to make a sharp right turn later on today and head out to sea, it will spare the southeast coast a direct hit. With that said, surf is cranking up. Waves will propagate in from Umberto, formerly a Cat 5, still a major hurricane, and from Imelda. So we will have high surf and rip currents through the end of the week. In fact, the high surf advisory goes until Saturday morning. There could be some overwash again on parts of the Outer Banks. Meanwhile, Imelda forecast to become a hurricane, making a beeline, and it could be a direct hit on Bermuda by Wednesday. In Folly Beach, South Carolina, I'm meteorologist Mike Seidel, Fox Weather.
Okay, congratulations to Karen Lackey. She was the winner today. Tapped the News Radio app. Two choice tickets going to the FSU-Miami game Saturday over at Doak Campbell. We're going to do it all again tomorrow. 5 a.m. it starts. We close it at 5 p.m. Just go tap the app, the News Radio app. Registration page comes up. Fill it out and send it back. Austin Price will make the winner in the morning announcement at 5:15 tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Good luck to you. All right? Go Noles.
Absolutely.
News, that's right. News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.